Whenever there's a mass killing, people start looking for clues about motivation. Were the killers bullied, unloved, or maybe isolated?
In a new Nova documentary called Mind of a Rampage Killer, Miles O'Brien looks at the experiences, triggers, and perhaps biology that combine to create catastrophe. Welcome, Miles. Great to have you.
Good to be with you, Hillary.
Most people can't understand what prompts someone to plan and execute a mass murder. Have you found a common series of events that shapes them?
Well, at the very start, yes, I would say it's difficult to grasp this whole idea, to get your head around this notion is a tough one. But one of the things that we look at frequently, what the experts will tell you, is that frequently these rampage shooters are depressed, isolated, and ultimately suicidal. So if you start with that point and understand a little bit more about suicide, you get a little bit closer to understanding what's going on in the mind of a rampage killer.
We often look at clues in family relationships, maybe bullying. There is a lot of attention on mental illness as well. Are there some biological and chemical markers?
There are indeed. As a matter of fact, we talked to some researchers who've looked very carefully at the parent-child relationship at its very early stages. How a mother or the prime caretaker deals with his or her baby has a lot to do with how their genes ultimately function in later life and can, in fact, make for a much less calm, more angry person. So while things that you wouldn't call abuse would qualify in this category, you're talking about situations where the mom is not good at comforting a baby or doesn't hold the baby or doesn't caress the baby as a good mom would. And ultimately, that can impact the way the genes work later in life. And that can lead to the things we're talking about, the depression, the isolation, the suicide, and ultimately the decision to seek violence against others.
You know, it's kind of fascinating. We can't go into people's homes and say you're not holding that baby right, you don't love him or her well enough. But later in life, is there something collectively we can do to recognize these people, stop them, or help them?
Here's the key. When a child is misbehaving, we tend to say, oh, he or she will grow out of it. It's important to watch that carefully, and little misbehaviors at a young age can really take root and lead to much bigger problems later. So early intervention is the theme that we've heard time and again from psychologists who look at violence in children.
What was the most interesting thing you learned from your research?
You know, what's really interesting about it is how complicated it is. You would think maybe with MRIs today, we could take a scan and look at a spot in the brain and say, oh, there's a criminal. What it is more like a hurricane, as one of the researchers told me. He happened to be in New Orleans, so he thinks a lot in those terms. The metaphor he uses is a Category 5 storm. We know a lot about all the ingredients that make that storm, the confluence of factors that lead it toward landfall. We can predict its track, but we still can't get to the point where we can decide which is going to be that Category 5 storm. And so understanding kind of this forecast is what scientists are trying to do now. If we're ever going to be able to predict who's a rampage killer, that will be very far down the road for sure. But there's a lot of work being done on all those causal factors right now.
Miles, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Miles O'Brien's documentary on Nova is called Mind of a Rampage Killer. It airs tonight at 9 on TV 26.